Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you, Tim, for the introduction, and thank you, everybody, for joining us here on the Weekly Download. This is our Easter program, and we're going to have two Easter comedies for you. We're going to start off with Burns and Allen and the Easter Hat War Council from April 3rd, 1947. In about 30 minutes, we'll have the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, and this is about, of course, the Easter Bunny. That's from 1950. So get on your Easter hats and enjoy.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Alice. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, Elvia Allman, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, and the ladies of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Only two more shopping days till Easter. And if your husband hasn't kicked in with the money for that new Easter hat, you better start doing some tall hinting. But first, come along to the Burns house and watch a couple of experts at work. Gracie can out-hint any wife, and George can out-ignore any husband.
Good morning, Gracie. Breakfast ready?
All ready, dear. In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it.
You seem happy this morning.
Well, what woman wouldn't be happy married to you, George?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Calling you, George, reminds me of a slip I made yesterday. I signed my name Mrs. G. Burns, and this woman who was with me said, "What does the G stand for?" And before I thought, I said, "Generous."
Generous, huh?
In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills about
it. Pass the bacon.
Yes, dear. Oh, by the way, have you seen the good news in the paper? It looks like income taxes are going to be cut way down. Now you'll just have scads of money.
Yeah, I'll have so much money, I won't know what to do with it.
In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it.
Pass the egg.
Yes, dear. Notice the way I colored the eggshells this morning? Blue and pink and speckled.
Yes, they're pretty, but what's the idea?
To remind you of something that's coming.
Something that's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, eggs make me think of hens.
Mm-hmm.
And hens... Uh-oh, your mother's coming.
No, dear. In my Easter bonnet with all the
bells
above. Yes, dear.
Say, you know, I just thought of something.
What?
Sunday is Easter.
No.
Yes, we'll want to be in the parade, won't we?
Well, yes, we will.
Here, let me get out my billfold.
Why, George, whatever for?
Well, we'll want to look our best, won't we?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, here. Take this dollar and get my suit pressed.
George, wait. Before you put the lock back on your billfold...
Yes?
One of the most important things on Easter is a pretty hat.
Oh,
and now,
sure.
If you could
What's the matter with me? Mm-hmm. Here I am talking about getting my suit pressed. You'll need some more money.
Well, sure.
Here's another dollar. Have my hat cleaned and blocked.
I'll just have it cleaned. You block it every time you put... Oh, Gracie, let's not lose our head. George, darling, I'd like to have a pretty hat for Easter, too.
Well, here's another dollar. Have yours cleaned and blocked, too.
Well, I can't have last year's Easter hat cleaned and blocked. It's covered with fruit.
Well, have it cleaned and sprayed.
No, you don't understand. The fruit is all faded and withered.
Well, use a little fertilizer on it.
Oh, please, dear, don't force me to wear last year's monstrosity.
Who's going to know whether it's last year's monstrosity or this year's monstrosity?
Oh, now, George, please give me the money
now,
for
Now, look, Gracie, you can
come
say...
Come in.
Hi, Burnses. What's doing?
Oh, we're having a little argument, Phil.
What about?
Well, I don't want to be seen in the Easter parade with an old out-of-date monstrosity.
Leave George home.
Willie, you're a wry it.
Bill, when I said an out-of-date monstrosity, I meant last year's Easter hat. George won't give me the money for a new one.
Why not? Hasn't he been told he can't take it with him?
Yeah, he's been told that, but he wants to experiment.
Never mind the smart cracks, young lady. Not gonna throw money away on a silly hat. You think you're married to the pot of gold?
She's not sure about the color, but the shape's right.
I'm going in the den and leave you comics without a straight man. And you don't get an Easter hat, Gracie. Times are hard and I can't afford it.
Gee whiz, so he won't give you money for a hat. Have you tried flattery, Gracie?
That doesn't work anymore, Bill. George is wise to flattery.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to try it.
Oh, okay. But you'll see, it won't work. George?
Yes?
You're the youngest, handsomest, kindest, most talented, best built, most romantic husband in the world. No, huh?
No.
Oh, thanks anyway.
You're welcome.
Now, you see, Bill?
Yeah. See, I wonder if it'll do any good.
Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Thank you, Mr. Postman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Goodwin.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Mr. Postman, did your wife get money out of you for an Easter hat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, how did she do it?
By promising me a kiss.
Really?
Yes. She said if I refused to give her the money, she'd kiss me. I'd rather take a beating.
Bad kisser, huh?
Homeliest I've ever seen.
Hey, Mr. Postman, if you feel that way, why did you marry her?
Well, it was the year Roosevelt ran against Hoover.
Yes?
When I make a bet, I pay off.
Well, this isn't getting me an Easter hat. I guess I'll have to use my club to get the money out of George.
Oh, don't beat him with a club. That's cruel.
No, I meant the club I belong to, the Beverly Hills Uplift Society. I'll turn those girls loose on George.
Beat him with a club. It's kinder. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Rock-a-bye Baby. Say, I'd bet you'd find this one way out front if the small fry had a hit parade of their own, Meredith.
And who's to say they haven't, Bill? It plays a coast-to-coast nursery network every night at sundown, or thereabouts, with Mom featured as MC and the Sandman always giving his usual dependable performance.
All for the pleasure of some sleepy-eyed kid whose applause is a sleepy smile. Yes, lullaby time means many precious things to all of us, all right? Young and old alike. Most of all, perhaps those moments of peace and contentment that reflect so deeply the meaning of our American scene. And because it offers its own full measure of contentment, Maxwell House Coffee belongs to the American scene, too. Here in America, we've made coffee our favorite drink. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this overwhelming preference, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. Adding up to coffee you get at its flavor peak. So friends, why not enjoy the finest in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Well, Gracie was unable to get George to buy her a new Easter hat, so the minute he left the house, she called in the ladies of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society for a council of war. Poor George. In a bar, they'd refused to give him more than two zombies, but Gracie's going to hit him with a whole house full. And here they are.
Well, I'm so glad you got here. Now, quiet, girls. Quiet.
I thought it was
quiet. Quiet. Come to order, please.
And you all know what a hussy she is.
Oh, really, Blanche? When a special meeting of the Beverly Hills Uplift Society is called, we should behave with dignity and not stoop to gossip. Who's the hussy?
Clara Bagley. I can't understand why we ever took that woman into our club.
I heard that, Blanche Morton.
Why, Clara, darling, I didn't see you come in.
How dare you call
now,
me...
Now, Clara, that's enough. You came in late, and you know very well that any member does that at her own risk. Now, please, Clara, when Blanche was late last month and heard you call her a fat frump, she was very nice about it. Now, apologize for making a scene.
Okay. I apologize, fat frump.
I accept, hussy.
Now, there. That's the real uplift spirit. Now, before I explain the purpose of this meeting, we'll have the roll call. Blanche Morton?
Here.
Clara Bagley?
Here.
Catherine Conway?
Here.
Meredith Wilson?
Present.
I'll never get used to him at these meetings.
Well, that's just silly, Catherine. It's been over a year since we made Meredith an honorary woman.
Yes, and I've become thoroughly adjusted to womanhood.
Good.
Although I admit I still feel just a little conspicuous in the pool at the YWCA.
We're dying to know why you called a meeting, Gracie. Can't we skip the rest of the roll call?
Well, all right, Blanche. Now, you girls are here because I need your help in a crisis. George refuses to buy me an Easter hat.
Oh, my God. What a very idea.
Isn't that just like a man?
So far, every method has failed, but you may have tried some fresh methods on your husbands that I could use on George. In other words, you furnish the new tricks and I furnish the old dog.
Well, we're with you, Gracie.
Oh, we certainly are.
Blanche, did you get money for an Easter hat from Harry?
Yes, and a new frying pan, too.
Oh? How?
I slugged him with the old one.
Well, I couldn't strike George.
Too brutal?
Too brittle.
He is sort of puny.
Clara, did you get hat money out of Joe?
Oh, sure. No trouble at all. You know, Joe's the affectionate type. Until he agreed to give me the money, I wouldn't let him kiss me.
Oh. Well, that wouldn't mean much to George. Some husbands' kisses get better, but his just get higher.
Higher?
Yes. His aim's not what it used to be. First it was his lips, my lips, and then my cheek, and then my forehead.
Well, where is he now?
Well, since last October, he missed me altogether.
My, you're really in trouble.
Catherine, did you get Dick to loosen up?
Oh, yes, I got him over a barrel. I found out that he took his secretary to dinner one night. He gave me the money to keep peace in the family.
Oh, but I'd never find my George chasing after a woman. He doesn't have the desire, the inclination, the wind.
What did he say when you asked him for money?
Oh, he said he was too poor to throw money away on a hat. He said he couldn't afford it because times were hard. And he said, girls, I've got it. We'll shame George into giving me the money.
Well, how am I going to do that?
Well, we'll hurt his pride. Now, here's the plan. At 3 o'clock sharp, I'll have George in the living room. You girls come in one at a time, and then you pretend that you're bringing me supper. What time is it, dear?
Exactly 3 o'clock.
Oh, good. Answer the door.
Answer the door. Nobody buzzed. Gee, there must be something wrong with my ears. Come in.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Morton.
I brought you poor people a bundle of old clothes.
Poor people?
Yes. The news is all over town that you're poverty-stricken.
Oh, dear. And I thought it was just a family secret.
Oh, you poor, brave little thing, you. Going through life without a stitch on your back.
Yes. There wouldn't be a stitch on me anywhere if I hadn't had my appendix out.
Look, let me in on this. What's going on here?
Take these clothes, Gracie. Here's a dress I don't need.
Look, George, a dress for me.
And here's one of my old corsets.
Look, something for you, too.
And here... Here's one of my husband's old suits for Mr. Burns, too.
But we're not poor. Where did you ever get the idea that we...
Oh, hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bagley.
Don't get up, Mr. Burns. I know how weak you must be.
Weak?
Yes, from hunger. I heard about the fix you're in, so I brought over some soup.
Soup?
Oh, thank you, Clara.
Yes. We don't need any soup, Mrs. Bagley. We got plenty of soup.
The Salvation Army got here first?
Yeah, with hot soup.
Yeah,
love soup, but it's hot.
Clara, it's just his pride. What kind of soup did you bring?
Chicken.
With noodles?
Yes.
Oh, George, did you hear that? We can have the soup tonight and the noodles tomorrow.
Look, Gracie, whoever told me...
Come in.
Oh, you poor, poor people. I heard the awful news.
Now, see here, Mrs. Conway.
I'm not a wealthy woman, but I can always scrape together a few pennies for the needy. Here, take this quarter.
Oh, bless you, Catherine.
Mrs. Conway.
How did it happen, Gracie? Your husband's been on the radio for years. Didn't he save any money?
Not a cent. He's told thousands of jokes, but he never laid a nest egg.
Oh, how terrible!
Oh, isn't it
Wait a minute, girls. Girls, wait a minute. Girls. Girls. Wait a minute! Have to make myself for Jack Benny to be heard. Now, Gracie, get these dames straight about that crazy rumor. Tell them we're not broke.
Now, dear, it's no disgrace.
What do you mean it's no disgrace?
And it doesn't matter to me. I still love you. Girls, one, two.
La-dee-da.
What is this going to be?
Other women may walk in their sable and mink, with pheasant to eat and champagne to drink.
We're at the Jefferson again.
But I will wear rags, and on crumbs I will dine, and stay with that shabby old husband of mine.
Gracie, I...
What if the house is as cold as a stone? What if one tattered garment is all that I own? What if wolves at our door are waiting in line? I still have that barefooted husband of mine.
Gracie,
La-dee-da.
Look, girls, girls, stop with that la-dee-da. I can't afford to have a rumor going around that I'm broke. Gracie, what did you plan to spend on an Easter hat?
Oh, about $20.
Here's 25. That ought to show these friends of yours up.
Well, better make it 30. I have other friends, too.
All right, take 30.
Oh, thank you, George. Well, girls, as long as you're here, let's go in the den and have a nice visit.
I wonder if I've been had.
Meredith Wilson's Orchestra, It's a Good Day. We'll be right back. finally gave Gracie the money for an Easter hat, huh, George?
Well, gee, Bill, I had to. Rumor got around that we were destitute. Neighbor women started bringing me old clothes and soup and money.
No fooling.
Yeah. Imagine offering us charity. Mrs. Morton even had the nerve to bring me one of her husband's old cast-off suits. Here, look at it.
Hey, George, that doesn't look bad on you.
Really?
No.
Of course, I just tried it on for a gag.
Mm-hmm.
Don't intend to keep it.
Well, then why have you made those... Hey, why'd you make those chalk marks where you want it altered?
Sort of an after me.
Yes.
Well, those aren't chalk marks, Bill. I spilled some soup on it.
Noodles. Soup, huh?
Noodle soup. Those are noodles.
Noodles?
Mrs. Baggy makes very good chicken soup.
Oh, you don't like charity, huh?
Look, it cost me $30. For that, I can eat a little.
Noodle soup.
Noodle soup. Come in.
Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith.
I'm sorry to be late, George, but here's my bundle. I managed to scrape together some tuxedo studs, a pair of tennis shoes, and a book of Bach fugues arranged for drums, marimba, and sousaphone. Where are the other girls?
Other girl?
The other girls at the Beverly Hills Uplift Society.
Oh, the other girl.
George, Gracie gave us specific instructions to be here with our bundles at 3 o'clock. But my watch stopped and I wasn't able to...
Wait a minute. This was all planned by Gracie?
Down to the last detail. She certainly is clever, George. She makes me proud to be a woman. Honorary, that is.
Go on the den and join your sisters.
Very well.
Go, go, go. Rooked by the uplifters.
George, listen. Are you just going to stand there and let those women make a sucker out of you? Now go in there and tell them off. Throw them out of the house.
Bill, a fella can get killed in there.
Okay, then I'll do it for you.
Gee, would you, Bill?
Well, certainly. After all, you're my oldest friend.
I am?
Sure. I got friends I've known longer, but you're the oldest one.
Will you tell him, Bill?
Will I tell him?
What'll you tell him?
Make up your mind now.
Well, what'll you tell him?
I'll read him the riot act.
Yes.
I'll say, now listen, you dames. Yeah. Listen, you miserable, conniving wenches.
Nice opening.
Yeah, you... You call yourselves women? Yeah. I've seen better-looking pans under iceboxes. Now, clear out before I spray you with DDT.
With DDT?
Yeah.
Attaboy, Bill. Come on in and tell her.
Okay.
I know, but I think... Quiet.
Girl. Bill's got something to say to you. Okay, Bill. Tearing you.
Okay, George. Tearing. Yeah. Now, listen, you dames, you. I... Where's that wonderful smell coming from?
Oh, from the kitchen, Bill. We're making some coffee.
Oh. Now, listen, you dames. I... Maxwell House?
Well, of course.
The riot act, Bill. The riot act. Read it.
It's so rich and delicious and mellow.
Yes, we love that famous Maxwell House flavor.
Well, Mrs. Morton, that's the result of careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Wenches, Bill, wenches. Miserable wenches, remember? Wenches. Miserable.
It's no wonder more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Oh, you said it, Mrs. Bagley.
And they connive, too. Tell them.
Yes,
tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Girls, Maxwell House is absolutely tops in coffee drinking pleasure.
Yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
That's right. So much more for so little more.
Well, tell them about the pans under the icebox.
No wonder so many millions. Of Americans agree today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good.
To the last drop.
Now spray him with DDT, Bill. Get rid of him.
Why, you miserable little shrimp.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes. It's an honor to have this group of beautiful, intelligent women in your house.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin, if I weren't married, I'd hug you. Oh,
me too.
Me too.
I'm single.
Get out of here, Goodwin. I'll handle this myself. Now listen, you dames. I know I've been framed and I want my $30 back. Give me that, Gracie.
Why, Gracie, he snatched it right out of your hand. George Burns, you ought to be thrashed. I wish I were a man.
Me too.
Me too.
So do I.
Now, just... Don't be too harsh with George. Maybe he has a right about that hat.
Well, are you defending that old wrinkle puss?
Blanche, please. That old wrinkle puss is my husband.
I thought you could love me.
I'm too much of a lady to say what he is, but he's the biggest one I ever saw.
Now, you girls stop talking about
him. Are you sticking up for this clown with the one-way pocket?
Yes, I am. Right or wrong, he's the only husband I've got.
Well, I like that. We knock ourselves out trying to help you, and then you start defending him.
Oh, don't forget, he's the head of this house.
He couldn't be the head of a mouse hole.
If that's the way you feel, girls, you better leave.
Now, think it over, Gracie. If we leave, you are no longer an uplifter.
Well, that suits me just fine. If it comes to choosing between my club and my husband, I'll take my husband.
Well!
Get out of here, you old crows. Scoot!
My God!
Gracie, I'm proud of you.
No, they can't pick on you. That's my privilege.
Believe me, I appreciate what you did. And to prove it, here's the $30 for an Easter hat.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And here's an extra $5 for calling them old crows.
Your old bats, too. Is that worth another $5?
You bet it is. Here, I'll go and get the car out of the garage and drive you to the hat shop myself.
Well, that's that. The girls should be under the window by now. Girls?
Yes, Gracie?
Our ace in the hole worked like a charm. I got the money back.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, thanks a lot, girls. See you in the Easter parade.
Yes, of course.
Join us again. Ladies and gentlemen, Gracie has something very important she'd like to get off her chest. Gracie?
There's a chain letter going around called The Luck of London. And this letter claims that I won a large sum of money by not breaking the chain. I would like to say here and now that I have never won anything. In fact, when I receive a chain letter, I tear it up immediately. So please disregard any chain letter which uses my name. Good night.
Good night.
And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Does your spouse grouse? She'll love Instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. Roaster fresh, true coffee flavor. Marvelous true coffee aroma because it's all coffee. Made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty. A jar of Instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Ask for Instant Maxwell House. Rich and mellow. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening and happy Easter from 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists. Tonight, we have some unusually important news for you. This coming week, in 5 different magazines, you'll be seeing a double-page advertisement telling you about Rexall's spring 1-cent sale that starts April 20th and runs through the 24th. This ad will appear in Life, Look, the Saturday Evening Post, Collier's, and the Farm Journal. And it contains 197 different items, all of them regular Rexall-branded guaranteed merchandise, and all of them offered to you at 2 for the price of 1 plus a penny. These items and many more are available at any Rexall drugstore in the country. So it's a nationwide chance to buy twice as much for a penny more. Watch for this ad. Check what you need in advance and use the ad as your shopping list. Remember, it appears this coming week in the Farm Journal, Collier's, the Saturday Evening Post, Look, and Life. And when that money-saving date of April 20th rolls around, Remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, and Whitfield. Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Yesterday, being the day before Easter, Phil insisted on telling the children the story of the Easter Bunny. So let's go back to yesterday and listen in while Phil tells the story in his own inimitable fashion.
And so you see, kids, when you're asleep tonight, the Easter Bunny will drive up with his reindeer, come down the chimney, and put the colored eggs under the tree.
Phil, you have the wrong holiday.
Wrong holiday? Oh, yeah, of course. I got it mixed up with the 4th of July.
That's right, Wonga. Easter is the day when if the turkey comes out and sees his shadow, you know it's 6 weeks until Labor Day.
So that's how they know when Labor Day comes, huh?
Daddy, do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
Well, sure. Me and Frankie see him quite often.
What does he look like?
Well, he has big ears, pink eyes, and a funny nose that twitches.
We know what Uncle Frankie looks like. It's not the bunny.
Well, that was the bunny. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, there is a similarity. But you know something, kids? I talk to the bunny all the time.
Oh, Father, please.
What's the matter? Don't you kids believe me? What are you, a couple of clinics or something? Tell you a beautiful story about the Easter Bunny and you don't believe me.
I believe you, Philip, and please go on. You intrigue me.
Well, if it isn't Uncle Wiggily, pull up a cabbage and sit down. You kids will think differently tomorrow morning when you see the eggs my friend the rabbit leaves tonight. You'll think differently, all right. Come on, Alice. Let's leave these two little disbelievers here.
Phyllis, you really believe that corny bunny story? It figures.
Gee, poor Daddy. He'll be awful disappointed if that rabbit doesn't show up tonight. We've got to do something about it.
What can we do?
It's simple. All we have to do is find a big rabbit that can talk.
Oh, sis, you've been popping your bubble gum too hard. Where can we find a talking rabbit?
I know a guy.
Where do we find this guy?
Well, you know Daddy's other radio program?
You mean the one that he stars on for Lucky Strike?
Yes. Well, there's a stooge on that program who can talk like a rabbit.
Oh, I don't think Mr. Benny can talk like a rabbit.
Alice, Mr. Benny is not a stooge. Daddy says he's the best straight man he ever had. Anyway, I'm talking about Mel Blanc. He's the one who plays Bugs Bunny in the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Oh, yes, he's wonderful. Let's call him and see if he'll dress up in a rabbit suit and come over.
Yeah, and will Daddy be surprised? But remember, we got to keep it a secret. We'll tell Mr. Blank to come through the back door so nobody will know that he's here.
Alice, wait a minute. You don't have to tell me. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny, but children should. Gee whiz. I want them to live in their little world of make-believe as long as they can. I want them to have faith in the little sprites and elves who cavort through the fiction of fairy tales.
Thank you, Mother Goose.
Okay.
Now, you know no rabbit's going to show up tonight.
I know no rabbit's going to show up tonight. But tomorrow morning when the kids wake up and they find the colored eggs, and then they'll think that the bunny was here. And that must be Frankie. I'll get it. I told him to get a dozen eggs and some dye on his way over. Hello, Franklin.
Hiya, Curly. Well, I got the stuff you wanted. You get the glasses and nutmeg, and I'll mix it.
Glasses and nutmeg for what? I told you to bring eggs and dye.
Oh, I thought you said eggs and rye.
Bramley, listen to me. I wanted to color eggs for the kids. Now you made a mistake.
Oh, what a pity. Now we will have to make an eggnog.
Yeah, this is going to be a great Easter for the kids. When they get up in the morning and go looking, they'll find eggnogs.
Don't worry. But we're going to put them. They ain't going to find them.
Frankie, we ain't mixing eggnogs. Now, we're going to spend the evening coloring eggs.
We're going to do what?
Color eggs. Oh, we'll have loads of fun, Frankie. We'll take all the colored dyes and mix them with water and then put them into bowls. And then we'll take the eggs and dip them in gently, and they'll come out beautiful colors, such as violet, fuchsia, cerise, chartreuse.
Well, la-di-da! Sounds like a race the evening.
All right. Look, Remley, this is for the kids. I want them to believe in the Easter Bunny. Now, look, you got the wrong stuff, so you'll have to go back to the store and get some dye.
All right, I'll exchange it. I'll take back the rye.
Don't touch that bottle. It has a color all its own. Old fuchsia.
We're going to dye eggs. What do you need the bottle for?
We'll use it to crack open the eggs. Now get going.
Okay. While I'm gone, do me a favor and sing.
Why do you want me to sing while you're gone?
Better than having you do it while I'm here.
Well, he wouldn't understand this number anyway. Ain't I got the song of the robin? Ain't I got a roof in the sky? Wonder why my heart keeps a throbbing, a son of God's country am I? Ain't I got the plains and the mountains? Ain't there treasures mine if I try? One by one my blessings I'm counting and counting. A son of God's country am I. I've got the sun up in the sky, the streams when I am dry, the fruit on the boughs of the tree, the clouds bringing me rain, the fields giving me grain. Thanks to the Maker for me. Ain't I got a loved one who loves me? Kids to make my cares hurry by. I may not be in heaven, but I can't be far away. A son of God's country am I. Up in the sky, the streams when I am dry, the fruit on the boughs of the tree, clouds bringing me rain, the fields giving me grain. Thanks to the Maker for thee. Ain't I got a loved one who loves me? Kids to make my cares hurry by. Not be in heaven, but I can't be far away. A son of God's country am I. One of God's children am I.
back door. It must be him now. I'll let him in. Gee, it's Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Gosh, Mr. Blind, you look swell in that rabbit costume. You look like a real bunny.
Thanks.
We asked you to come over because we want you to fool somebody. Do you think you can do it?
Well, I can do it, but I don't know if I ought to. You see, I don't like to fool people.
But you promised us. You're not going to go back on your word, are you?
Of course not. What do you think I am, a Welsh rabbit?
That's all we needed, a hokey hair.
Well, what do you expect from a rabbit? Good jokes?
Well, it's kind of hard to pass myself off as an Easter bunny. You know, kids are pretty hip these days. Who is this backward child you want me to fool?
Our daddy. He believes in the Easter bunnies.
He believes in the Easter Oh, he's been nibbling on painted ham hocks. Hey, does your mother believe in us, too?
No, so don't let her see you. You sneak into the living room and sit in the corner, and we'll send Daddy in to see you. And don't forget, if Mommy comes in, hide.
Yeah, okay, Doc.
Come on, Phyllis. We'll tell Daddy we have a big surprise for him in the living room. Oh, Daddy!
I'm not talking to you two, you Easter Bunny scoffer adders.
If you go in the living room, we have a big surprise for you.
Oh, a surprise for me? Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Hey, thanks, kids. I'll go right in. Oh, gee, it was nice of the kids to get me something for Easter. Gosh, I hope it's a potted calla lily. I wonder where they put it. I don't see anything. I got to take care of the water on my knee. Keeps gurgling. What's that sound? Seems to be coming from the corner. Oh, it's just the Easter Bunny. I knew he'd show up and wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Get a grip on yourself, Curly. Oh, now I'm seeing rabbits. And look at the size of them. I can't understand it. I haven't touched a drop in 2 months. I've been fighting it. I've been fighting it too hard. I'm suffering from battle fatigue. You're not really there, are you, Bunny? Alice, come in here quick, Alice!
Oh, heaven's sake, what is it, Phil? What's wrong?
Alice, look in the corner. A rabbit with a glandular condition.
What are you talking about? There's nothing in the corner. I don't see anything.
He's right over. He's gone.
Who's gone, dear?
Alice, I saw a 6-foot Easter bunny sitting over there.
I know, dear. He was dressed in white fur, and he had pink eyes and big ears, and he was wearing a high hat.
Don't be funny. He wasn't wearing a high hat. It was a derby. Didn't you see him, Alice?
Of course not, Phil. You're seeing things.
Oh.
Now lie down, dear, and I'll go get you a cup of hot tea.
Tea?
Poor Phil.
What's wrong, Alice?
Oh, it's Phil. Willie, he's seeing 6-foot rabbits. What should I do?
Cut down the water pressure in the shower. It's beating his little brains out.
Willie, this is no joking matter. He's seeing things, and I have to snap him out of it.
Alice, I have a suggestion. If he thinks he's seeing 6-foot rabbits, why don't you get a 6-foot rabbit and actually let him see it?
How's the water pressure in your shower, kid?
No, I mean hire somebody to put on a costume. Do you remember Julius in that Easter play last year? He wore a real rabbit suit, and you couldn't tell him from the real thing.
Oh, I see what you mean. Willie, you call Julius and tell him to come over here in his rabbit suit as fast as he can.
Very well, sis.
Oh, this'll do it. Because if there is a rabbit for Phil to see, then the one he thinks he sees won't be the one he didn't see, because he really will see the one... Oh, I'd better check the water pressure in my shower, too. I'll have to sing my way out of this. We've
got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's really out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile.
Smile, smile, won't you wear a smile, 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 won't you wear a smile, 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 won't you wear a smile? If you want to stay with the happy people,
have your fun, live in the land of joy.
If you want to stay with the happy people,
face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And you can take it from me that misery is looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay with the happy people.
Don't you wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style.
Just stay, stay, stay with the people.
I called Julius and he'll be right over in his rabbit suit.
Oh, good. And when he comes, we'll sneak him in the dining room.
Where's Philip?
Oh, he's still in the living room resting. Let's not disturb him because it's been quite an ordeal.
It's the most ridiculous thing that ever happened to me. If the rabbit was sitting in that corner, Alice would have seen him. But she didn't see him, so he couldn't have been there. I'm beginning to feel a little better. For a minute, I thought I was off my trolley. Frank, Frank, I'm derailed. Alice, Alice.
What are you yelling, Curly? I got the dying. Matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Oh, I just saw worse than that, Remley. Now, take a look in that corner behind me. Please tell me that there's nothing there.
Well, I don't see any. Oh, hiya, Harvey. As I was saying, Curly, I got the dying.
Wait a minute. You mean you not only see him, you know him?
I ought to. I haven't seen him for years.
Well, this animal belongs to you, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. This one ain't mine. The one I always see is pink and has a long trunk and tusks.
He ain't yours. Where's he come from?
Why don't you ask him?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll just walk up to him and say, hey, Rab, where are you from?
Pasadena, Doc.
Remley's talking.
Don't tell me. I'll make him believe I didn't hear him.
He's talking English.
You're lucky. Mine talks elephant language. Can't understand a word mine says.
Cut that out. Now, look, this is serious. Remley, we got to pull ourselves together. A rabbit can't talk.
But, Curly, we just...
Never mind. Now, just repeat after me. A rabbit can't talk.
A rabbit can't talk.
A rabbit can't talk.
Keep out of that. Remley, did it again.
There's something phony about this rabbit. He sure is a stupid-looking thing. I've never seen such red eyes.
Look who's talking.
Now, just a minute, Rabbit. My red eyes have
all
to
right,
be...
All right, Frankie, stop talking to him. Look, Rab, I can't take any more of this. You better disappear and get out of my life or I'll make a rabbit stew out of you.
Oh, yeah? Don't get tough with me, Doc, or I'll cut off your foot and make a good luck charm out of it.
That does it. Come on, Pimpy, let's get out of this room.
You don't have to urge me. Curly, I'm throwing away the nutmeg.
Huh?
When we start seeing talking rabbits, it's time to quit.
We didn't really see him.
Hmm?
Put that nutmeg back. I tell you, we just imagined it. There's no such thing as a talking rabbit. Now forget about it and don't ever...
Oh, Bill! Bill, come into the dining room a minute. I have a surprise for you.
Coming, honey. Now look, Remley, not a word to Alice about this talking rabbit.
Sure.
What's the surprise, honey?
Oh, a friend of yours is here. Look over in the corner.
Where?
Right over here, Max!
Oh, no, another one. Frankie, I got another rabbit.
Capitalist. You got two rabbits. All I got is one lousy elephant.
Alice, tell me there's nothing in that corner.
Oh, but there is, honey. This is what you've been seeing. This is your Easter bunny.
Oh, no, no, no. It ain't mine. Mine's in the living room. This one's yours.
So she's got one, too. Congratulations, Alice, and welcome to our fold.
Alice, will you listen to me? This can't be the Easter Bunny. I was just talking to him in the living room.
He must be an imposter. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yeah? Just wait a minute. Hey, Rab, come in here a minute.
Now, Phil, please. This is the Easter Bunny. If you saw another one, it was just a figment of your imagination.
Who are you calling a figment, Blondie?
You can't...
Boy! You see, I told you, there's two of them.
And what do you mean, two of us? I'm the Easter Bunny.
Thank you, Mac. There's only one Easter Bunny, and that's mine.
Now, wait a minute, Doc. You're waking the wrong side of the street. I've had this territory for years. I'm Bugs Bunny.
You're Bugs Bunny? Don't you remember me? I'm Harry Hare.
Harry!
Bugs!
Doc, you see, me and the missus had a nice hutch there, but we got a new landlord who didn't allow children. And that's no place for a rabbit.
All right, rabbit, you can break it up now.
You stay out of this. How's your wife, Harry?
Haven't you heard? She left me.
For another rabbit?
No. They mechanized her and they're using her at the dog track.
Well, at least she's going around in nice circles.
all right, cut. And Julius, you can climb out of that rabbit suit now.
Okay.
What's the idea? What are you trying to pull?
Oh, it's my fault, Phil. I hired Julius to play the Easter Bunny.
Well, what about the other one?
That one I don't know about.
Oh, I guess I better unmask, too. Look, Phil, it's me.
Well, Mel Blanc.
Yeah, the kids hired me to play the Easter Bunny.
Oh, for goodness sakes, what a family. How wild can you get hiring two people to play rabbits? Well, thank goodness for one thing, I'm not crazy.
Curly, I hate to tell you this, but a third rabbit just came in. Look,
another one? Nah, you don't. I'm not going to fall for this again. Hey, buddy. Who hired you to play the Easter Bunny?
Nobody hired me.
Well, what's your name? Who are you?
My name is Peter. I'm a real rabbit.
Oh!
Phil will be back in just a moment. But right now, here's a lady with a question for our Rexall family druggist.
I want to know more about the ad on Rexall's 1 cent sale.
Well, ma'am, the ad appears this coming week. In the Saturday Evening Post, look,
Life, Collier's, and the Farm Journal. And it contains 197 items offered to you during Rexall's 1 cent sale at 2 for the price of 1, plus a penny.
What an opportunity to save.
You said it, ma'am. A 2-for-1 Rexall opportunity. Because remember, these two big magazine pages are crammed full of regular Rexall-branded, guaranteed items. Every one of them a twin bargain. Every one of them going at 2 for the price of 1, plus a penny. Now, in front of every item, there's a little square, so you can check what you need in advance.
Why, I can use the ad as a shopping list.
That's exactly what we intend it to be. It's your big chance to stock up for months in advance. Or you can team up with a neighbor or friend and share the savings. Yes, on April 20th, the starting day of Rexall's 1 cent sale, you double your buying power by simply adding a penny.
Where did you say the ad will appear?
In Life, Look, Collier's, the Saturday Evening Post, and the Farm Journal. You must get one of those at your house, so remember to watch for it. And remember also, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
This is Phil again. Folks, the Red Cross belongs to you. You are the Red Cross. National Headquarters in Washington has told us that this year's quota is far undersubscribed. And as we all know, today's cost of food and shelter is higher than ever. So for every dollar you gave before, this year, add a quarter more. Good night and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
The program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Mel Blanc and Arthur Q. Bryan. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Alice Faye appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Watch for the double-page ad on Rexall's 1 cent sale this coming week in Life, Look, Collier's, the Saturday Evening Post, and the Farm Journal. Sale starts April 20th. Mark the date on your calendar. It's your chance to buy 2 top-quality, guaranteed Rexall products for the price of 1 plus a penny.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.